It's the hour of round table. You may not like fashion, but you might find it hard to refuse a spoonful of China's renowned chili sauce, Lao Gan Ma, which can save many hopeless dishes. Yet these two things can sometimes go hand in hand. During the 2019 Spring Summer New York Fashion Week, a hoodie with the chili sauce brand's logo, well, the angry lady, I suppose, it's appeared on a pop-up shop. Have you checked out these hoodies, Carl?
I have checked out these hoodies because, as a hopeless cook, I have relied on Lao Gan Ma a lot to make my cooking palatable, and it is just a wonder of an ingredient. So the story goes that the brand launched its clothing range on their official Tmall flagship store around about the time of New York Fashion Week. When people went to the online store, they had a buy one, get one free promotion on the front page. If someone ordered a package with almost 1,300 kwai of goods, they'd receive 99 bottles of chili sauce and a free item of clothing. And within moments, all 10 packages were sold out, which I can understand.
Yeah.
Before the sensational marketing push, the clothing brand, which uses red as a theme to echo the fiery sauce, debuted in a pop-up store promoting Chinese culture in New York.
Mm-hmm. So this is something that you can still check out on Tmall. Yeah, so quite interesting that this time-honored brand that is certainly a household name in China, and it's making its existence online as well, but through apparel. So this is not the first and only surprising example, I suppose, of time-honored brands teaming up with someone else and coming up with a new product. What are some of the other examples?
Well, I am looking at many examples here, actually. We have Wang Wang, that's the Chinese name, and the English name is Want Want. It is a food manufacturer from China's Taiwan. A generation of Chinese kids grew up eating its rice crackers and maybe the milk. I like the milk quite a lot. And in early 2018, Lu Zhou Lao Jiao, one of the top four liquor companies in China, started selling perfume in a bid to sniff out a new and younger online market on the eve of Valentine's Day this year. And Liu Shen, the sixth god fragrance, partnered up Real, that is a beverage brand, and they started to sell cocktails. So, and let me remind you guys, actually KFC has done something similar. It has published a nail polish, a fried chicken flavored nail polish. So if you use that polish, you would be able to smell your finger all day long and believing that you have just had some fried chicken, maybe chicken wing.
And I've got to say, after the Lu Zhou La Jiao perfume came out, because I believe one of the perfumes, people's reaction to it was, oh, it's going to smell like Baijiu. It's a Baijiu perfume. Mm-hmm. But the company very quickly came out and said, no, it is just a regular perfume. It's inspired by, but does not smell like their liquor products, which is probably quite good. I've only recently, though, discovered Liu Shen Flower Water. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Liu Shen Hua Lu Shui.
That one.
Yeah, the fragrance.
I saw it in my supermarket. And I thought I would, as a strange local product, I would take it home and give it a try. And I quickly discovered that there's a real difference between how Chinese people and foreigners use it. Chinese people traditionally used it to get rid of mosquitoes, but foreigners use it as a perfume. We use it as an aftershave. We use it to clean our floors, and we use it as
to clean floors.
One of the uses on the English language Chinese forums is people use it as a floor cleaner, and they add it to baths to give a nice smell. So we're using it everywhere. So we've really taken a new direction for this time-honored brand.
Yeah, that's really interesting, and I do like Liu Shen Six God fragrance. I like the smell, and my mom's from Shanghai originally, and she's always told me that for years in Shanghai, a authentic Shanghai lady, she'd be wearing that floral water. And once upon a time, I guess in the 1950s, 60s, those days, wearing that fragrance shows good taste. It's affordable, but it's good taste. And that was something that the Shanghai ladies would do. So there's, you know, a little bit of history, and it's quite interesting how brands mean different things as time moves on. Because back in the day, it was fashionable. And now, I'm not so sure what for example, the Liushen fragrance means to people. Certainly, I don't see a lot of fashionable girls in Shanghai thinking that this is the must-have thing anymore. So this is possibly the big challenge that time-honored brands are facing.
Yeah, and I think that is one of the reasons why these companies are trying to team up with companies that you think has nothing to do with them and should have nothing to do with them to create these. I would almost think they are some kind of product that they wanted to use as a creating of a buzz to make people talk about it, because I personally would only wear the Lao Gan Ma hoodie like as a joke. I would never wear it to go to work unless I want to start a funny conversation. And it's the same move you see KFC was taking. You see a lot of companies were doing these kind of things just to start a conversation among younger people so that they would know the brand, they would talk about the brand, and they would see it as a good example of innovation.
And I'll use an American example. There's a men's product called Old Spice, which is a perfume and deodorant. And it's a very, very old-fashioned brand, but they ran some really cool, funny, interesting advertisements. And they really introduced themselves again to a new market who kind of looked at it as a bit of a grandpa brand. But I think these examples show that there is still life, you know, yet in these time-honored brands. And I think although a lot of younger Chinese people might be looking for Western brands or overseas brands, people like me who are interested in China are really curious about what some of the traditional Chinese products were. So I think maybe overseas markets could be a space for growth for them.
That's very interesting. And certainly we see that brands sometimes reinvent themselves after one generation, or if they go to another country. And when there is no baggage of history, well, that could be a baggage, or it could be a treasure trove. It really depends on how the company uses strategy to promote it. And it's really interesting to see that these legacy brands in China are really pulling out all the stops to prove that they're still relevant and hip. Yeah, well, let us know what you think about this. You can find us on Apple Podcasts. We are Roundtable China. See you next time.